The revenge war against the Midianites is about to begin in this week's parsha. We read about it really 2 weeks ago. That's when it began, when Bilaam was about to leave. And he gave a parting gift to the non-Jewish people. And he said, if you want to get Hashem angry at the Jews, incite him to immorality. And it worked. 24,000 Jews died. Massive, massive problem. So now the revenge war begins. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that they must choose 1,000 people from each of the Shvatim. 1,000 people. And it says they were delivered from the thousands of the Jewish people. Who was chosen? Vayimasru ma'alfa Yisrael. They were delivered. Very strange word. What's vayimasru? You say vayikach, they took. Or let's say vayelchu, and 1,000 went. And Rashi says that it's a positive thing. The people didn't want to go. They didn't want to go to war. Why didn't they want to go to a war against Midian? Not for selfish reasons like we might think, but for a different reason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu informed Moshe, and the people knew about it, that this was going to be one of his final acts. As soon as he was going to win this war, then his demise would occur. And the Jewish people didn't want that. So even though Rashi says that during the time that he was alive, they drove Moshe Rabbeinu a little crazy, to the point where Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that they threatened his life many times, didn't make a difference. When they realized the end might really happen, they were delaying. And therefore, they had to be coerced. Vayimasu, they had to be coerced into going to this battle. That's how Rashi interprets the word Vayimasu, which is a strange word. They were delivered, really they were coerced. Other Rishonim have different ones. Rav Sadia Gaon actually says that the word Vayimasru is from the word they chose. They chose which people were going to be. The word Vayimasru. The Ibn Ezra says that they were given over, like Mesira. Mesira is a word that means like given over. So the word Vayimasru has different connotations to it. As well, some explain that the word Vayimasru means Mesiras Nefesh. They were ready to give over their lives. In the end, once who was chosen, they were giving over their lives. The Medrash quotes that the word Vayimasru is from a word revelation. They were revealed on who they were. Means the people were hiding. What were they hiding from? The Medrash seems to have two interpretations. Either they were physically hiding because they didn't want to start the war, or they were spiritual hiding. We know that in the Jewish world, we send the great ones to war. We send the holy tzaddikim into war. It's not about the physical strength, it's about the spiritual strength. If we send the right people into battle, the spiritual strength, then we win the wars. But it's hard to know who the real spiritual giants are. Because as we know, the 36 hidden tzaddikim are hidden away. They're hiding away. They don't get involved with the stuff right away. And therefore, they had to be revealed who they were. It wasn't clear. You say, pick the 1,000 righteous people, you might pick the wrong people. Therefore, it had to be revealed who they were. A physical revelation because they were physically hiding, or a spiritual revelation and they were hiding on the fact of who they really were. The idea for us is to always recognize that we might think we know who is special and who is not special. And we might think we know who's the right one to go to battle for us, who's the right one to represent us in a war. But we have to realize that in war, in the Torah world, the spirituality is a very crucial detail to winning the war. The great rabbis are like the generals. They're like we know Moshe Rabbeinu. When he lifts his hands, then the Jews beat Amalek because they're looking upward, skyward, and they realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. So of course, it doesn't mean sit back and do nothing. But it means recognize where the real strength comes. We could say, on some level, the revelation wasn't on who was great. The revelation was on who was the real winners, who was the real secret to the war. Have a great Shabbos.